The Anchorage Municipal Employees Association is a group of more than 500 employees working for the municipality of Anchorage. The union represents a wide variety of city jobs, including appraisers, nurses, and accountants. AMEA President Mark McKee characterized negotiations this way.
Both parties are continuing to negotiate as we speak right now in good faith to reach a mutually accepted agreement.
A statement from the mayor's office details what's been agreed upon so far. Wages for AMEA members will increase 1.5% in January 2014 and again in January 2015. The contract will last for 2 years. Mayor Sullivan says his team has been negotiating under the terms of the controversial labor ordinance, also known as AO 37, which limits municipal employees' pay, benefits, and their right to strike, among other things.
Despite all the gloom and doom and over-dramatized negativity about AO 37, in fact, it does give us, you know, the very clear guidelines so that we can have contracts in the future that are not only, you know, good for the taxpayer, but good for the employees, and again, much easier to implement, manage, and to understand in the future. And that was the intent in the first place. And again, so far, we think we're achieving that goal.
Under public pressure, the Anchorage Assembly voted to repeal the law proposed by the Sullivan administration in October, but the mayor used his veto power to override their decision. The Supreme Court of Alaska is set to expedite a decision on whether a referendum to repeal the law can go forward. A decision is expected by February. The municipality and the AMEA started negotiating in September. They're hoping to have a new agreement by the new year. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.